A report out today asks the question, is the National Security Agency's bulk surveillance program helping to fight terrorism?
We have one of the co-authors of the new report here to tell us about their findings. David Sturman is research assistant at the New America Foundation and co-author of the report, Do NSA's Bulk Surveillance Program Stop Terrorists? David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
The major takeaway from your report is that the NSA's massive surveillance programs apparently don't do much to help prevent terrorism. How did you reach that conclusion?
That is correct. What we did was we took 225 individuals who were charged with a crime related to terrorism, and using court documents, public reporting, and other sources, we tried to determine what method initiated the investigation. And out of that, we found that only one plot was initiated by the Section 215 collection of American telephone metadata, and that it was not a plot to conduct an attack within the United States.
So how were most of those plots stopped? What started the ball rolling on enforcement?
Well, the NSA programs may be the flashiest. We found that the majority of cases were prevented by more traditional methods, including aspects like a community member or family member provided a tip, they talked to an informant, or someone provided a tip regarding their suspicious activity.
Is it possible there have been successes we don't know about because they're classified and as yet unleaked?
There's certainly that possibility. We found that in 62 cases of individuals, we were not able to identify the initiating method. And it's also possible that some of those may have been initiated by the NSA.
And then even if the phone surveillance didn't make the initial connection, make the initial contact, is it possible that that could be used for some kind of ongoing investigation that was started by more traditional means?
Right. Our report found that the government has stated in its testimony that there are 12 cases within the U.S. in which it used the bulk telephone metadata. And it has stated itself that in 4 of those cases, they did not produce any useful lead from running that information. What the contribution is that they're claiming in the other 8 cases, we're not able to determine from our data. However, we know that at least one case, the contribution they're citing was merely the production of an unknown phone number for someone who had already been identified as a suspect.
When the Edward Snowden leaks came out, we had people in the intelligence community defending the surveillance by the NSA, saying this has saved real lives, prevented real attacks. Based on what you've seen in this report, do you think the government has oversold the benefits of those surveillance programs?
Our report certainly calls into question whether the government has made its case sufficiently. Based on our numbers, the initial statements regarding the NSA's efficacy seem overblown.
And later this week, President Obama is expected to speak about surveillance guidelines. Do you think that you'll see any kind of changes there when he speaks? And what are you looking for based on your report?
I'm unfortunately not versed enough in the politics of the current debate to provide any information on what's coming. However, we hope that our production of these numbers will help inform the discussion of how important these programs are for American security.
You dug a little deeper into what the government had pointed to as success stories, some individual cases where they said, yeah, phone surveillance was a big part of detecting a terrorist plot. What did you find when you looked closer at some of those, if you want to throw in a couple of particular examples?
Right. One important example is the sole case the government has publicly relied upon as the telephone metadata initiating a case. The court documents appear to show a 2-month delay between the NSA's discovery of the lead and the FBI's acquisition of a search warrant for wiretapping, which calls into question the government's defense that it needs these programs for to look into these cases more quickly than it could with more traditional methods.
So the idea is that maybe this metadata is going to give us some hot tips and connections, but you're saying in this one case that they pointed toward it being used, it was a two-month period before the data was acted on.
Right. In the court decision by Judge Leon on the constitutionality, he stated that he found the government statements to rely on more of a claim of how fast they were preventing it than a claim that the program itself is key to initiating the cases.
Based on what you found in this report, do you think it might be time for the NSA to change their policy and stop collecting bulk metadata?
Well, the report itself does not seek to put out any policy recommendations. Instead, our objective is to provide a public and transparent accounting of the numbers that can inform those decisions. The question of what is sufficient for the programs to be necessary is an important question involving a moral calculus and determinations of civil liberties that our report does not go into.
We'll leave it there. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's David Sturman. He's a research assistant at the New America Foundation, co-author of the group's new report, Do NSA's Bulk Surveillance Programs Stop Terrorists?